these policy changes, some of the most, when we look back and we're teaching immigration law, we're going to see that these are some of the most heartless, some of the most dereliction of our duty towards people in other countries seeking asylum. We have signed on to these pacts with other countries saying that we will offer asylum to people who are persecuted in their home country. And these are slaps in the face. Several slaps. Gotcha. To the very concept of non-refoulement. And one of the worst being MPP. This is, and it's, I thank you, Erica, for putting my name on this PowerPoint, but Erica did this PowerPoint. She's not doing this PowerPoint. This is Erica's brilliant PowerPoint. And I love that she crosses out migrant protection, because that's the name of this MPP stands for migrant protection protocol, but it is in no way protecting anyone. Much like the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, right? Or the Democratic Republic of Congo. No one who is doing evil really wants to advertise it. So we're going to call it the Migrant Protection Program. MPP. These are border tent courts, essentially. I mean, I never thought I would ever live to see where we would hold people in other countries who are not from that country seeking asylum. Basically, this just applies to people from Central America who are seeking asylum at the port of entry where they are supposed to do. They are supposed to present themselves at the port of entry to seek asylum. And it punishes them for doing it the right way by having them wait in Mexico, not their home country, not a country where they necessarily have status or permission to be, not a country where they have ties or shelter or medical care or food. And they must wait in Mexico for their asylum hearing, which is conducted in a tent court run by DHS. So the entity running the court is the same entity that's prosecuting these cases. IJs, immigration judges deciding these cases are almost an afterthought, appearing briefly by televideo. And as it is, we struggle presenting our asylum cases with many, many months of preparation. This is when clients are here in the United States, many months of preparation. We're able, you know, perhaps to get expert witnesses. And even then, it's a very difficult process. But imagine where you don't know, your client doesn't have an address. They're living in a tent in Mexico. In dangerous parts, the most dangerous parts of Mexico, which are the border cities, Nuevo Laredo, Del Rio, right? El Paso, I mean, Ciudad Juarez, some of the most dangerous cities, and waiting for and issues of notice, issues of you know, here's your next hearing date. We've seen in MPP a lot of problems. Also, there's supposed to be a lot of exceptions, and they're just not being. CBP is not holding to those exceptions. But anyway, so that is one of the biggest, most impactful, most egregious, I think, changes in asylum law. Asylum policy. There have been no changes in asylum law except the absolute attack through policy and rulemaking by decision on asylum. And then there's the prompt asylum claim review and humanitarian asylum view process. So as background, let me just tell you, CBP offices, about 5 years ago, we did a CBP tour, and CBP was adamant that their holding cells are not fit for more than 48 hours. They're adamant that they cannot hold people for more than 48 hours. The prompt asylum claim review and humanitarian asylum review process, it goes against those claims that they're not equipped to hold people for 48 hours because they can hold people for up to 10 days while they decide whether or not this person deserves to seek asylum. So CBP gets to review and hold them while they in what are essentially, I think we talked yesterday a little bit when we were talking about hieleras. The hieleras that if they're just the holding cells are so cold that people call them freezers. And Javier brought those up in terms of when people are signing, say, voluntary return agreements, that just holding them in those hieleras makes their voluntariness in signing something suspect. Imagine trying to present your asylum claim without counsel in a hielera. A facility that CBP itself has said that is not equipped to hold people for more than 48 hours, but you've been there for 10 days. Imagine trying to convince a CBP officer that you deserve to could proceed with your asylum claim.